You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, year of our Lord, 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. The headline on Drudge right now is Vice President Pence talking at an event in Poland, and he's making statements to the effect that Iran is planning a new Holocaust to basically murder all Israeli Jews. That's the headline we have right now. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to please consider stocking up and having a 2-year supply of food for you and your team. I previously suggested a 1-year supply. I changed that, I think 6 or 8 years ago to encourage a 2-year supply of food. I think that's a very wise thing to do. We have patient waiting in a green room, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve is the proprietor of Gold Wealth Financial. There's a link at my website for goldwealthfinancial.com. We're going to talk about how and why people should certainly consider owning physical gold and silver. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Really good. Steve, I want to start this conversation by my astonishment and shock and dismay. It's been, I'm going to say, 12, 15 years ago when I realized that the country of China was buying up large stocks of gold with the goal of having a gold-backed currency, which the West has poo-pooed and said was outdated, antiquated, no longer necessary. But the Chinese are very clever people, all things considered, aren't they, sir?
Absolutely they are.
Well, they are. And when it comes to something of this magnitude, a lot of planning goes into place, making sure that they're doing the right thing for the right reasons to help themselves achieve their goal. Now, you hear a lot these days about racism. In fact, this morning, Steve, I saw a news program talking about the removal of a Confederate CSA, Confederate States of America memorial at a cemetery in Dallas, Texas. But and we hear a lot about racism, like as I said, but you really don't know what racism is until you've been around ethnic Chinese. You really don't. They know, and they're convinced, there's no sense telling them otherwise, that they're the most intelligent, the most attractive, the most handsome, the most productive people on the planet. And this century, the 21st century, is their century. And part of that program is to establish a gold-backed currency that the rest of the world will recognize as having value compared to the current currency that's adopted worldwide, which is the U.S. dollar. These people are very smart, and they fully intend to achieve their goal, don't they, sir?
Oh, absolutely. They've been trying to get into the World Reserve Basket for quite some time, and it wasn't until just a couple years ago that they actually got included at a very small percentage, but it was only because of the fact that they approved a law that backed their currency by a small position of gold.
And that's increasing. The position of gold is increasing.
Absolutely.
Their position in this basket will be increasing, which I don't know if it necessarily decreases the value of the dollar to have the value of the Chinese currency increasing, but it certainly doesn't help our currency, does it?
Well, no, but the funny thing is, if you go back and look what our position was of the World Reserve before China got included, a lot of the countries took a little bit of a hit as far as their position in the basket. We took the greatest hit for some reason. We gave up more than anybody. So we're losing it little by little.
Well, I'm sure that Donald Trump and his advisors are aware of this on one hand. On the other, I encourage people to take charge of their own future, take charge of their own financial wherewithal. And when it comes to that, then they need to educate themselves so they make the right decisions for the right reasons to buy physical gold and silver. They need to educate themselves, don't they, sir?
Well, absolutely. I mean, knowledge is the best key you can have to making any decision about your financial stability in life. So, you know, learn as much as you can before you do anything, whether it's gold, silver, property, or even stocks for that matter. I mean, you got to know enough. You know, don't let someone just tell you. You know, learn about it as much as you can.
I did a consultation yesterday, Steve, with a woman who lives in South America. She's very concerned because she has a lot of assets in the United States. She's very concerned about the future of those assets and what might become of those assets, both real estate and other assets. And we didn't touch a whole lot on, but we'll be having more conversations about gold and silver, of course, and we didn't have any yesterday, but that's the direction it's going, and I'll be advising her, she may be listening right now, to go ahead and do what I'm advising everybody to do, to go to your website, that's goldwealthfinancial.com, there's a link to my website, which makes it really easy, and get the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. You can get it sent by email, electronically, but at the speed of light. Or, as many of my listeners don't have internet access, you can call Steve at the following telephone number. I'll give it twice, slowly. That's 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve, it's been irritating for me for decades when I hear a TV advertisement or a radio advertisement that these really bright announcers give a phone number way too fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And usually it's at the end of the commercial. They're running up against the edge of that 60 seconds, and they got to get it in, and they do. But that's why I give the telephone number twice slowly so that people have a chance to write it down, and I'll be doing it again before this half hour is up. But the beginning point is educating yourself. That's the beginning point. So you can make intelligent choices based on real knowledge, not based on fear, not based on speculation, but based on real knowledge once you understand the history of gold and silver and the history of what's called fiat, which is not an Italian automobile, fiat currency, which is what we have. The United States currency, since we went off the gold standard And the silver standard, both the silver standard more recently under, during the Nixon administration, the gold standard under President Roosevelt, I believe. It's been downhill ever since, hasn't it, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Ever since 1971, even when we took everything off of silver, you know, and or off of gold, and August 15th, 1971, the dollar has been steadily dropping. You know, when you confiscate gold in 1933 and you tell everybody, here you go, here's $20 for your ounce of gold, and then, you know, here, now you can buy it back again, but it's now $35. You know, the problem is people need to realize you just lost 75% of the value of your dollar. What are you going to do?
Well, it's not much you can do. When you're working against the something as massive as the federal government of the United States in terms of that transaction. What people can do, however, is have a percentage of their assets stored up in physical gold, physical silver, held in a safe location. That's going to vary from person to person and situation to situation, but obviously it has to be physically safe and kept from harm and kept from thieves. So that it, you have it for the future for yourself or for your children or even for your grandchildren. And it's kind of funny. I'll read about a stash of Roman coins found in a farmer's field in England about every year or two. Some British farmer will be engaged in his agricultural activity and dig up a stash of Roman gold coins that have been there for more than 1,000 years. There's a track record of thousands of years of men and women storing up value in silver and gold, isn't there, sir?
Oh, absolutely.
And they do that because, well, their ancestors did it.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is what you're saying about storing it in the yards and the fields, you almost have to, because the government wants to know everything you're doing with your gold and why you're getting out of U.S. dollars. I mean, it was a few years back, Department of Homeland Security sent out a memo to all the banks that said that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has the right to seize and seizure of any safety deposit box that had gold, silver, or ammunition. So, you know, they want to have access to your gold and silver. So, I mean, you know, I would tell everybody, you know, get your own safe, you know, put it where nobody else knows it, make your investments extremely private.
Well, having ammunition in the mix certainly is a sets off some major alerts in my brain. I don't know anybody that stores ammunition in a safe deposit box. Obviously, you could do that. You just put it in there and lock it up and walk away from it. But they included ammunition and did not include firearms, which a safety deposit box could easily carry, have one or more pistols in it. I found that fascinating, what they're fearful of. When you something I came to conclusion about many years ago, probably 40 years ago, Steve, is that if the government fears something, then that's something I want.
Absolutely.
And I go back to 1994 when the government clearly became fearful of 8-pound, 9- and 10-pound rifles that were centerfire and had a detachable magazine, something that criminals use less often than they do sledgehammers. So that told me a lot right there. I didn't have to be seeking out those types of firearms because I already had several. But a friend of mine, a Jewish businessman, Air Force veteran, he had not owned firearms for decades. But when these laws were being passed, he went out and bought himself an AK-47 and a 1911 45 caliber pistol. Just because the government was fearful of him having one, he decided, well, maybe it's a good idea if I get one myself. So if the government's fearful of us having gold and silver, that tells me right there that's something I should have, doesn't it, Steve?
Well, absolutely. They want to have enough control over you so that you're dependent upon them to a certain extent. And if you can get your own financial freedom and you're not afraid that if a dollar collapses because you've set yourself up in a position where, you know, go ahead and crash, I've got enough silver to get by, I can barter my way out of anything. You know, they go, well, we don't have enough influence on you. We can't control what you do. So, you know, anytime that there's a situation, just like you just said, absolutely, If they're fearful of it, you should be looking into to see what you can do to get a position of it.
Steve, when I was in Vietnam, occasionally on a Sunday afternoon, I would have discretionary time. I would put on civilian clothes, have my 1911 underneath a loose shirt, Mexican curry, we call that. And I would be a tourist in downtown Canto, a city of a million people back then, 50 years ago. And there were Chinese merchants selling gold there in the city. And it was beautiful gold jewelry, gold ornaments. That Asian gold had more of a copper tone to it than the yellow tone we're used to seeing here in the West. And the stores were wide open. They pulled back the walls when they were open for business, which made them completely open to the street. And there had to be tens of thousands of dollars in 1967 dollars just open to the public to in these glass cases to walk by and appreciate the beauty of the gold. Smiling clerks that were ready to take care of your needs. I didn't have money to be buying any gold, but I certainly enjoyed looking at the gold ornaments and the gold jewelry that was on display there. Something that most people wouldn't think was commonplace in a third world country like Vietnam was and still is. But it was common, and there was people, wealthy people, in that community who would go shop there, and they would buy gold jewelry and gold ornaments of different kinds. People don't think of that as being the way it was because they weren't there. I was there, and it was just the way things were. So you had extreme wealth and extreme poverty just a few feet from each other. And in other third world countries, it's not all that unusual, is it, Steve?
Well, no, there's even a bunch of countries in the Middle East that have gold vending machines nowadays. I mean, you can
I've heard about them. Have them in the airports. Yes.
You can literally walk up and slide your credit card in and buy a gold bar. I mean, every other country seems to say, you know, hey, everybody, this is very important. Make sure you have some type of position of gold to give yourself some type of security, except for ours.
I've never personally seen one myself. Have you, sir?
I have. There was one in Vegas for a short period of time, and I actually went there just to see it. And,
no kidding.
It was very interesting to see. And they have a security guard that seems to be there at all times, kind of defeats the purpose of a vending machine. But it was very interesting to see.
I bet it was. I would like to see. Maybe I'll have the opportunity when I go back to Europe in September to see one of these vending machines. I quite frankly wasn't looking for one, but an airport would be a good location to look for one. People are sitting out there. We've got tens of thousands of people listening live and to the archives. They could be listening right now on Valentine's Day 2019. They could be listening on Christmas Day 2019. That's the nature of the modern age. Listening to Steve and John talk about silver and gold, physical silver and gold. Now, there's a way that people can incorporate these metals into their IRA, isn't there, sir?
Well, absolutely. That, you know, a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of different ways you can buy gold, and the most common these days seems to be retirement accounts. You can actually roll over a retirement account, buy physical metal. There's different procedures we can do where you can even take physical possession while still being in an IRA, and it's, you know, a checkbook control IRA. And it's no different than the people that have IRAs that invest in real estate. So, you know, there's several different options out there that if you don't know about it, you know, a quick call can give you enough knowledge to see there's many different forms and varieties of ways to get involved.
Now, Steve, if I called you and I said, Steve, I want to buy some gold, I want to get some silver, if I give you my zip code, can you give me a recommendation on a secure storage facility that is not a bank and not subject to banking regulations? Is that a service you provide?
Yeah, I can let you know. There's a lot of places. First and foremost, the custodian for an IRA has to approve the facility. They have to have a certain standard of insurance. And that's the most funny thing about this is you're buying insurance and it has to be insured by the proper facility for you to even store it there. You know, I recommend to every client, I've been doing this for 17 years, keep it in your house, bury it, put it in the safe where no one knows about it, put a box over it, you know, at home is the best place you can have it.
There you go. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
No satisfaction.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about investing in gold and silver and my sponsor, GoldWealthFinancial.com. Protecting your portfolio by investing in gold and silver, you not only protect your hard-earned assets from any future financial crisis or economic collapse, you also have access to the actual gold and silver. You'll still be able to purchase everything you want and need should our currency lose its worth, because gold and silver never lose their value. We're talking privacy here. When you buy your gold and silver, it's private. When you sell your gold and silver, it's private. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the link for goldwealthfinancial.com and check out these people. They're great people. I work with them. I trust them. And you can also. Give them a call. Their telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcaster?
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 14th of February, Valentine's Day, visiting with Steve Hunt with Gold Wealth Financial. Steve, I'm looking at your photo here. If I usually can judge a man's position in football if he played football by looking at a photograph, I would say that if you were a football player, you were a lineman. You look like a
defensive end, yes, sir.
NFL, you were a lineman?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was right.
Yep.
When I was a fullback, I was depending on you guys to make a hole for me so I could pick up that 2 yards that we desperately needed. My quarterback,
I actually played defensive end.
Say again?
I actually played defensive end.
And I played defensive end too, but only one when the coach wanted the quarterback taken out, that was my only assignment. He says, Moore, I don't care what you do. Take down that quarterback. Yes, sir.
Yep. When you go over to Nebraska, it's kind of required. You play football. It's kind of religion.
Understood. Well, Steve, football players typically have no fear. They realize that no matter how big the other guy is, they can knock him down. I realize that. You figured that out. And that carries on throughout life. So you're a businessman who has no fear, in my estimate. And you've educated yourself about this narrow area of expertise of gold and silver coins and bullion and why people should get involved. The history behind it, how to do it safely, how to do it properly, how to do it in the most economical manner possible, right, sir?
Absolutely. You know, I've put a lot of research and time into this. You know, I've even gone so far as to have different publications approve me as financial advisors like Investopedia and making sure that, you know, we do this the right way. A reputation is one of those things that, you know, it takes many, many years to build, and you can kill it with one person. So
absolutely.
You got to do business one way, and it's the right way.
Well, I was just I was watching on Fox News the other day how the largest, most respected company in the country that did auditing was destroyed through false accusations from the FBI, proven false by the Supreme Court years after the Arthur, what was the name of the company? Arthur Daniels. I'm blanking out on the name of the company, but they did that kind of work to help people get their books in order. So it's important to have a great reputation, which you and your company have a great reputation, a 17-year track record. 17 years in your business is a pretty long time, isn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's one of those things that I found at an early age that I was enamored with, the idea of finding a way to protect your dollars. And, you know, I was always curious about how inflation went up so much. And, you know, my money for the jobs I was working, you know, was never seemed to increase at all. But, you know, the prices for things were going up. And I started reading about gold. And I did an internship very early about gold. And, you know, after that, it was off to the races. I said, you know, this is something I'm very passionate about. So I stuck with it forever.
Well, when somebody's passionate about something, they tend to really get clarity and focus and gain knowledge because it's not work, it's not effort. When you're passionate about something, you just get into it up to your eyeballs because you love it, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why one of the reasons why you and I talk, you know, and I'm not expecting people to call in, you know, and help every single person, but if we can give enough knowledge out there to a few people to let them know, you know, protect what you have and be safe and, you know, try to get your dollars out of the market and do whatever it takes to get some type of insurance, then, you know, we succeeded.
Absolutely. Well, to maintain privacy, I won't talk in any detail about who you know, but you're personally acquainted with people who understand and know firsthand the knowledge that I give about violently rising ocean levels, aren't you, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. You and I
know.
Had private talks, yes, it's absolutely.
And they confirm that independent of anything John Moore knows or says.
Absolutely.
Well, Steve, we're near the bottom of the hour. I want to encourage people to give Steve a call if they can't access from the Internet. That telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. And ask for that Rookie Mistakes Guide. Or you can go to my website at thelibertyman.com, click on the Gold Wealth Financial logo there at the top, and you're entering the portal to gain the knowledge that you need to gain. Right, Steve?
Absolutely. Knowledge is key.
Knowledge is the key. Knowledge is king. Knowledge will give you the power that you need to understand these matters and move forward to make the right decisions for the right reasons in the most economical and safe manner possible. Steve, we're at the bottom of the hour. I want to thank you, sir. We look forward to having you back next Thursday.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. You have a good day.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Steve Hunt with Gold Wealth Financial. What a guy. You really need to educate yourself and figure this out. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thursday, Valentine's Day, Thursday, the 14th day of February. Be sure you take care of your honey today, whatever that is for you. This is Thursday, the second half hour of the first hour. We are waiting for Tom Berryhill to give us a call, and it looks like Tom is here, and we have 24 minutes to talk about a marvelous healing device, my home business, something that pretty much all Americans need, I would say, without exception. And that marvelous healing device is called the Energy Cleaner. We're going to start this conversation with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John. You're right. Everybody needs an Energy Cleaner. And here we go. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, we move forward educating people, informing them, helping them to understand that, yes, they do, in fact, need an energy cleaner. Quite frankly, I don't have a head count of how many energy cleaners I've sold these past 8+ years. It's hundreds of energy cleaners. I've shipped them all over the planet. I've not shipped any to the Antarctic. I don't expect I'll be sending any to McMurdo Station. But I would suspect as bright as men and William are down there, counting penguins and taking ice core samples, why does it take 3,000 men and women to take ice core samples and count penguins, Tom?
Right, something's going on there.
I debriefed a retired Air Force pilot. He flew down there in a C-5 Galaxy about once a month. Never shut down the engine because it was too darn cold. I would never get it started again, those four massive engines. And they loaded up things that he still can't talk about. They obviously weren't bringing back used up computers and used up trucks that he still is under a non-disclosure agreement after more than 20 years. And he still can't talk about it. But there probably are energy cleaners down there with those bright men and women who are counting penguins and taking ice core samples and getting a great night's sleep, getting relief from their arthritis pain as they make a living down there at McMurdo Station. And, of course, all North America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia. I have a lot of listeners in both New Zealand and Australia, where several times a year I'll ship energy cleaners and mattress pads to Australia and to New Zealand. A lot go to Canada. And at this point, in the eighth year, typically, people are getting their second, their third, their fourth, or somebody like Diane Zerger is getting 11 and 12 energy cleaners. These bright men and women who are well-read, successful in their chosen careers, why in the world would they buy energy cleaner number two or three or four if energy cleaner number one didn't work, Tom? Why would they do that?
They wouldn't, John. They purchase additional units to help families, their family and neighbors, friends, because they know how effective it is for their pain relief and other types of healing. And John, I want to mention yesterday I visited with a young lady whose grandmother has an energy cleaner, and she had stopped using it for a while. She's had it for about 10 years, had some very good success with it. And she's 94 years old now, and I was told this woman has bladder cancer, and they had done some tests, and they were going to do some further tests. She had some pain, so they told her, well, put that energy cleaner back on, and she did. And we were told yesterday that she went back for some further testing, some MRIs, and the doctors are all scratching their heads. The tumors are gone. They don't know what happened, but the tumors are gone. So how about that?
That's a real blessing. That is absolutely a real blessing. Ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaner is an electronic healing device, about the size of a cigar box or the size of what used to be a good-sized city telephone book, like the St. Louis Telephone Directory, which hardly anybody has anymore. Takes 9 Diaz and Delta, 9 DSL batteries, no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, simply one LED light that alternatively flashes red or green, and one place to plug in one wire, which should be a mattress pad that I sell also to go along with the energy cleaner. This signal, it's not a frequency, it's a signal. It goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's what it does. That's how it works. We focus on arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, helping people get the best night's sleep they've had since they were a child. There's other things going on. I have to trim my fingernails, toenails twice as much as I did before I used an energy cleaner. I have to get haircuts twice as frequently as before I used an energy cleaner. Healthy nail growth and healthy hair growth are clear signs of a healthy body, aren't they, Tom?
Well, they really are. When everything's working properly, your cells are like small pumps, pulling in fresh nutrition, pushing out the the waste and toxins. And when all of that's working properly, everything's great. But those cells start to putrefy. They get clogged up. Toxic tumors can form. All types of other ailments can happen from that condition. And the Energy Cleaner helps those cells to start pumping again. It acts like a set of jumper cables. I like to describe it that way. And it will get those cells to pump again, cleanse themselves, and your body takes care of itself. It heals up everything else. We just have to give it the right nutrition. So your diet is very important as well, but the Energy Cleaner will also help if you're taking any kind of supplements. It will make those work all the better. It just amplifies the whole process. So it's quite an amazing device, and we've had so much success, John, over the nearly 20 years now that we've been producing these.
Absolutely. Well, I use mine every night. My wife, Dr. Moore, uses hers every night. When we don't have any dogs at the moment, when we do have dogs, we have doggy beds set up with their own Energy Cleaner in a separate room. We don't allow dogs in the house. And people that live in the Ozarks, the people that grow up in the Ozarks, they make fun of people who let dogs in the house because they know better. But the Energy Cleaner is great. I use mine every night. I enjoy optimal health. I know, Tom, you use yours every night. You enjoy optimal health. My friend Leon Green, who's with us every Tuesday, he uses his Energy Cleaner. So join us. If you want to enjoy optimal health, have great energy, and, well, it's Valentine's Day. And we should remind people, ladies, it's Valentine's Day. If you want that significant man in your life to have a much stronger libido, get an Energy Cleaner. It's Valentine's Day. This is a great time to talk about that. We don't talk about that very much, Tom, but since it's Valentine's Day, maybe we should, shouldn't we?
Oh, I think so. And you know what I'm thinking of, John, that one particular broadcast so many years ago. But, yes, the Energy Cleaner will help in that department. And many, many men and women have purchased a machine for that very reason. So it's
something to
give some thought to.
Just as important as dealing with arthritis pain is helping the lady or the gentleman with their libido. Typically, it's the woman buying the Energy Cleaner for the man to help his libido. Typically, that's what we see, isn't it?
Yeah, that's usually the case, and it can be a very effective method. And if you are taking any kind of medications for help with any of those issues, the Energy Cleaner will make them work all the better. Because, like I said earlier, it acts as a set of jumper cables for every cell in your body. It gets them to work at their optimum level and work very efficiently to get those nutrients, any type of pharmaceuticals, anything that you're using for your health. It just makes it all the better because it increases the efficiency.
Well, Tom, right now, on the 14th day of February, Valentine's Day, there's thousands of women all over the planet with smiles on their face right now because they know they can access something that will help that man in their life have a stronger libido. Or it might be this evening, or it might be 6 months from now. They're listening to an archive of this Valentine's Day broadcast, and they're getting a smile on their face as well. Go to my website if you want to check out the Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. You can read up on the testimonials. You can read up on the patent application information. And you can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com for an Energy Cleaner, for a mattress pad to go with it. And I box it up. This is my home business. When you place your order, I personally box it up. I personally weigh it and get the label attached. And I personally take it to the Little Country Post Office in Cherryville, Missouri, where tomorrow evening you can get an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet dinner for less than $8. And I ship it priority mail, signature confirmation. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line also. That's 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Tom, people can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa when they go to my website. People can send me a check or a money order. I've done everything I can to make it as easy as I can for people to get an Energy Cleaner, haven't I, sir?
Well, you really have, John, and you've gotten these out all over the world in a very effective manner. You can't do much more than that. We encourage people to give it a try. If you have any kind of pain issues, sleep issues, other types of things we're not even allowed to talk about in this country. It's unfortunate that we can't go that direction, John, but I think people can read between the lines. When your body can heal itself at the cellular level, everything can clear up and take care of a lot of issues this way. So, and with your 90-day money-back guarantee, you can't really go wrong.
No, no, that gives people peace of mind. I do something medical doctors rarely, if ever, do. I give a 90-day money-back guarantee. I'm working with a medical doctor right now who wants to incorporate Energy Cleanse into his practice, his geriatric practice, and it's a work in progress. This is the Thursday. We draw a postcard. Tom, you've been sponsoring a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting for a couple of years now, where every 2 weeks we draw a postcard, and the person whose card is drawn is to purchase an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. That's a great savings. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting, and of course the person whose card is drawn can buy a mattress pad for 10% off. So I've drawn the card, and it's Steve in Florida. Steve, I'll be in touch to let you know that your postcard was drawn. If you want to participate, ladies and gentlemen, mail me a postcard to the Energy Cleaner promotion at my address. My address is at my website at libertyman.com. And if your postcard is drawn, you get to buy an energy cleaner for $215 and mattress pad 10% off. So, Steve in Florida, I'll be in touch and let you know that your postcard was drawn. Tom, I want to thank you on behalf of Republic Broadcasting for your helping with this effort. Republic Broadcasting needs the income, and I know the network owner, Mr. Stattmiller, is very appreciative also. Every time I talk to him, he's very thankful for this promotion. Getting back to an energy cleaner, people are getting the seed catalogs with these beautiful photographs of fruits and vegetables and ornamental plants that are very difficult to duplicate. And I sometimes wonder, Tom, if the people with those beautiful fruits and vegetables and ornamentals, if they're some of the people using energy cleaners. You probably wondered that yourself, don't you, sir?
Well, I have, because I know people that do, and it's amazing the growth rate and the vegetable and flower production that you can have when using the energy cleaner with plants. It's just totally amazing, John. The commercial greenhouse people love what it does for their production, and the people that grow flowers as a hobby, and some of them professionally, are also very impressed at the production rates that they get. If you're not ready when you get those seedlings going, you don't have your garden plot ready to get them in the ground, you're going to be overwhelmed. It's amazing. And, John, I don't want to forget to mention, you mentioned Leon Green earlier. Leon is so knowledgeable about essential oils, and I know he has an energy cleaner. To use those two together, those two modes of healing and becoming healthy, the energy cleaner and essential oils really work well together. So many people have commented on that very subject, so it's something to keep in mind. I know Leon could expand on that, but it's amazing what those two will do for your health.
Well, many of my listeners are involved in alternative health modalities that involve essential oils, vitamins, minerals, supplements, healthy water. And you're right, Tom. I noticed myself, but before I started using energy cleaner, I was taking about 8 supplements, vitamin supplements and mineral supplements a day. Now I'm down to 2, not counting the apricot kernels. So I've noticed that in my personal health and well-being, that I don't need as many vitamin and mineral food supplements as I used to. And that can add up to a massive yearly savings of money, can't it, sir?
Oh, it really can. Again, that energy cleaner will help you to amplify the effect, and therefore you can cut down on the dosages that you take if needed. If you are on a pharmaceutical drug, you might want to check with your physician and work out the details on that, but they will also comment many times on how well that medication is working if you tell them about the energy cleaner. Some of them are open to it, not all, but many medical doctors are open to it.
Well, I would say, except for pain meds, if you don't hurt, you don't need to take the pain meds. You don't need to ask a doctor permission. If you don't hurt, you don't need them. I mean, that's
right.
Pretty,
And many times you can cut the dosage, John, and then that eliminates much of the brain fog that you're experiencing. So it helps.
Exactly.
Helps,
and that's
in
what,
so
that's
many different
what Tim
ways.
Spencer did. Yeah. Tim Spencer realized over weeks and months that he could cut back over a period of months to the point where he just didn't take them anymore. Other medications, such as things involving blood pressure or things of that nature, well, obviously, you need to be careful that you do it incrementally and cut back a little at a time under the advice of your healthcare professional, whoever that might be. But that's the reports we get, is that the combination energy cleaner and the essential oils will allow people to wean themselves off the meds. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 14th, Valentine's Day. How about that? Tom, we got a caller on hold here. I think he's taking a break from feeding his chickens there. Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Quick question, Tom. Any experiences with insect bites and what have you with the energy cleaner?
Not specifically for myself. I don't They don't seem to like me too much. I don't get very many ticks or jiggers or insect bites. If you do get a hornet, a wasp sting, or a bee sting, Sting Stop is a great homeopathic that stops the pain almost instantly. Tom, you got any follow-up on that question?
Well, John, the only thing I'll add is to use a product like you just mentioned, along with the energy cleaner, again, it will amplify the effect. So if you do have any kind of insect bites, rashes, or anything like that, just make up a small aluminum foil pad and just put it over that area. Connect the output cable from the energy cleaner onto that pad and just hold it there. Sometimes if there's any swelling or stinging, that will go away relatively quick. So give it a try.
There you go.
Okay. Well, we use a lot of colloidal silver, but the reason I'm asking, I noticed it yesterday morning. I really looked at it, but on the back of my forearm, I had a bruise spot. I got to looking at it, and those two puncture marks are probably about nearly a half inch apart, and there's a bruise around there and a little white pus looking around the puncture. I never knew what it was. I don't know what it is. I put some colloidal silver, but I was kind of worried about using energy cleaner might enhance the spreading of the venom if there's some poison in there.
Well, I don't know if the energy cleaner is going to help with any venom or poison or anything like that, Jerry. You can go ahead and certainly try it, but you might have to have some other help with that.
Well, it doesn't bother me. It's just the bruise is about the size of a nickel, and I don't know what bit me or anything else. Like I said, I didn't notice it for at least 12 hours, maybe 24. I saw the bruise, but I didn't look at it because I'm always knocking around with the goats and other animals, and I get a little touch of bruises all the time, you know. But I'm going to try that every cleaner, make a cuff and put it around there and just see what happens. But, I want to keep whatever's there locally. There's no pain, no serious swelling or anything. It's kind of bizarre. But anyway, thank you for taking my call. Hey, tomorrow be ready for some questions with antennas.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be ready
for your call tomorrow, Jerry. Thank you for the call.
Have a good day.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, do your homework. Read up on the energy cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. I'll get the order. I'll box it up. I'll ship it out the next business day. That's what I do. And you can be on the road to optimal health, getting your life back, literally getting your life back, getting the best sleep you've had since you were a child. And it's all good. And keep in mind, of course, I have a 90-day money-back guarantee. That number to order the energy cleaner is 800-592-9543. Tom, thank you, sir. We'll talk tomorrow morning about the emergency survival communications.
Thank you, John. We'll be there tomorrow.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.